And perhaps these queens had something to be glum about. In medieval chess, the queen doesn't actually have much power. She can move only one diagonal space at a time. Her modern sister, on the other hand, is the most powerful person on the board. In the world of chess, feminism came early. But apart from the queen, surprisingly little has actually changed in chess since medieval times. Least of all, the formidable mathematics of the possible moves. And this sedentary, cerebral game has always aroused passionate emotion. The writer Martin Amis has long been fascinated by both aspects.
The maths of chess is very interesting in that after four moves each, the possibilities are already in the billions. It is the supreme board game. All I can say of my achievements on the board is I'm not a complete mug. But very occasionally you do glimpse a combination that a great player would be seeing all the time, and suddenly the board looks tremendously rich, seems to bristle with possibilities. And combative will is what you see in all the great players. They've all got the killer instinct.